This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, like this. Here, I want to put the nuts in it.
Okay,
there we are. Thanks for it. And we got it.
Yeah.
Oh, for one brief moment, I saw all the bolts silhouetted against the lights of the traffic, and then they were gone.
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word, the big one, the queen mother of dirty words, the F-dash-dash-dash word.
What did you say? That's what I thought you said.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Bob Barker?
Beautiful.
Good.
Wow.
I'll talk about my mama.
I talked about your mama today.
Has been talking about my mama today.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Sure.
Right? The ultimate CEO?
Happy birthday.
Biggest celebrity of them all?
Right.
Who's down with G-O-D?
I am. Me too.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh.
Three out of four. Three out of four. That's not bad, Buzz.
Three out of four believers.
This is a good Christmas song, but
gosh darn it.
This one's good, too.
Man.
This might be our funniest Christmas song.
Rocking around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit
ring. I sure am hungry.
Later we'll have some f***ing pie and some caroling.
Wow. Oh, Brenda Lee Potty Mouth.
So simple,
mm-hmm.
Oh. So effing funny.
Brilliant. She's nasty.
Maybe we'll have some effing pie.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Louis Jelly. How y'all getting along?
Oh, there he is.
Louis Jelly, this is the guy. Oh, the guy played me in Stump the Stoop this year.
That's right. I got the money yesterday, and I want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy hangover and all that good stuff.
Louis Jelly, are you blind?
Yes, sir.
Right. I thought so. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your check for 99 cents.
I'll do that. I appreciate that. And just one thing. I hope in 2008, Batman, the television series, will finally come out on DVD.
Because you enjoy watching it. I mean, listening to it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how much did you win on the show, really?
$100.
$100.
I'm going to get me a woman.
Did we send him a check for $100, or did we?
We don't need to, you know, get into details. Just make sure that it gets deposited. Maybe go to the night depository.
Well, I like the idea. If we get him the money, he's going to get a woman. I like that.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. He got the money. How do you know? Here's a question. Seriously, when you win money from a radio station and you get a check, how do you know that we gave you the amount that we said we would give you?
Because somebody told me.
Yeah, I would assume for checks and stuff in the mail, you have to have a little bit of assistance, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. A little bit, at least.
Uh-huh. Like you get a helper that comes in and goes over your mail
for
you?
No, I just go downstairs and to the first person I see, tell me what it is, and then I let them open it.
I have a question for you, Louis. You were talking about Batman coming out on DVD.
Yeah.
Did you ever have your sight? Do you remember watching Batman?
Yes.
When I was little.
Ah.
So the audio cues will help you remember it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
The splock and the splat and the splap and whatever they do with them letters.
Gotcha. Right. Hey, listen, Louis Jelly, look forward to taking you on and Stump the Stoop in the coming year, my friend.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it as well, and I enjoy your show every afternoon.
Have a Merry Christmas.
God bless you.
And a happy hangover.
Right. And a happy hangover to you, too.
That's LJ.
And he's probably the best guy that's ever taken you on and Stump the Stoop.
We'd like to bring him into studio and do it one-on-one.
He was incredible. I mean, really. And over the phone, that's hard to do.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I just realized something. Black Peter, Charlie's birthday, Aunt Lola. This is the last one we're going to get, right?
Certain things are not allowed to be spoken of on the show.
Thank you for that.
All right.
Bye-bye.
But enjoy.
Here's a great tape that we play on Christmas time, and we never let this one go all the way through. It's about, it's in two parts, about 3 minutes. It's when Santa Claus is on Larry King's show.
Oh, yeah.
This is part one here.
Oh, oops, I got him backwards. Okay, part one, part two.
Now, this is Larry King terrorizing youngsters.
Uh-huh. First off, it's the worst Santa Claus ever.
This Santa Claus is so unprepared to. I mean, he couldn't even do the thing with kids on his lap in a mall, much less be on television.
You're right. This is on the Larry King CNN TV show.
Oh, I don't know. And you know, he's just, you know what it is? He's a guy probably, you know, a fat white guy that looks like Santa Claus, and that's the only reason he got the gig.
Very visual.
And very visual.
He's not even really fat. Wow. He looks skinny. Looks right. Like he's got the padding.
He's got the white beard, though.
Yeah, and he does not do the I'm putting on the ho-ho-ho voice.
Which I think is criminal.
It's scary, really.
And what's even scarier is Larry King, all hunched. I mean, his shoulders are totally above his ears.
And as a broadcaster, Larry King trying to work with this guy who's giving him nothing. So Larry now has kids who he's uncomfortable with, and he has a guest who Larry can ask the dumb questions of, and the guest isn't responding. So it's putting Larry in that hyper mode, which is terrorizing the youngsters.
Yeah, and I believe, because I don't want to stop the tape, as long as we're thinking what's on this, I think at one point he gets real feisty with the kids, and right. He says, like, you, in the sweater, what's the question? Quick! Go!
Quick.
And also, this is where we first got the Larry inflection, stay away from the greasy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So this is an important in the Larry King hierarchy. Yes,
and then he starts he wants the Santa Claus song, so he starts it out
yeah.
with,
yeah.
Everybody clear your throat.
It's painful on a lot of different levels.
Yeah. It's really magical.
Happy holidays.
This is the only live worldwide talk presentation. We are being seen in well over 150 countries tonight watching the real Santa Claus with a bunch of wonderful kids. And we're sorry about our system failure on phone calls. By next year, we'll have it straightened out. Okay, the young man here, right here with the multicolored shirt.
My name is Wendell. What would happen if your reindeer gets sick?
The reindeer gets sick? Well, good question, Wendy, baby.
We just can't afford that. There just can't be any sick reindeer.
So, okay, you get it. It happens.
That's the first punt.
I suppose it can, but we just have to nurse them through the best
You've
we can.
Never had that. You've never had a sick reindeer.
Well, I've heard when we got back that things were in pretty bad shape.
But they always fly, right?
Santa.
They always
That's
get
Santa.
The job done.
Horrible Santa.
Okay, this Word gentleman here in the green sweater.
My name is Taylor and...
Your name is Taylor and her name is Taylor.
And
your name is Taylor.
What if you're sick?
What if I'm sick?
Ah.
Well, I tell you, there have been times when I really didn't feel the really right up snuff, and I had to get Mrs. Claus to... let her know that things weren't right. And we.
I mean, really, how hard is it?
It's like Dale Earnhardt Jr. pretending to be Santa.
This is a guy who's pretending to be Santa all year.
Do you have a doctor?
Here we go.
Do you have a doctor?
That's right. Leave off the fat
stuff.
The cholesterol.
Stay away from the greasy. You're right.
Yep.
Do you have a doctor? You take antibiotics?
Oh, God.
Well, no, I don't take antibiotics. I don't need them. I'm in good shape.
Okay, what we worry about?
Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you very much.
This young man right here.
Do you know what I want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? Quick.
Spaceman uniform.
You got it.
Wow.
Larry. So he asked the whole question about, you know, what do you do if the reindeer gets sick and Santa's lost?
Yeah.
Santa can't, you know, all you have to do is, I give them magic oats and they're never sick again.
And then Larry says to Santa, what if you get sick? And Santa says, I don't get sick.
I don't get sick. Mrs. Claus makes me. I don't have an answer for you, Larry.
You take antibiotics? Any antibiotics?
I'm just looking forward to getting out of this red suit and going back to my house down in Sarasota, Florida.
You're right, Robbie. He does throw in there. Stay away from the greasy.
Stay away from the greasy because he's right. That's just a few years after the heart attack.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Now we're all going to sing a song for our man here. Ready?
Please. Our man.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hot breath.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Cigarette breath, even though it isn't smoke anymore.
He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or...
I hate Larry singing.
Hideous.
I love it.
Sakes. Oh, you better watch out.
And gamble.
You better not cry.
On the ponies.
You better not shout. I'm telling you why.
Right.
Santa Claus is coming
Chase Blondes.
To town. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Say Merry Christmas to Santa. They're going to have autographed pictures for all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. See you tomorrow night with Carl Sagan and Tony Bennett and Garrison Keillor for Santa and the whole gang. And
back to his comfort zone.
The Muppets. Good night.
Good night.
Will I have autographed pictures? Wow.
Then he's probably going right back into real Larry mode where it's like,
why do you favor rape?
Why'd you give me that one? Why'd you get the one?
That was funny.
Why'd you give me the Santa that could talk? Jesus. All I did was ask him, and the kids weren't lively enough.
You, gentleman in the green sweater.
Multicolored sweater.
Gentlemen.
Down in the front.
It's a five-year-old.
What do you want? You got it.
Quick. You got it.
Quick.
Listen, we'll have autographed pictures for each and every one of them. Stay away from the greasy.
Do you take antibiotics?
Hi, I'm Larry.
Wow.
I'm Larry from the corner.
Let's now go way, way, way back. Let's go way back to Beatles time.
Okay. Okay.
Way back to when the Beatles were the innocent mop tops. They used to send out a record. If you were in the Beatles fan club, every year you got a 45 RPM record. In the mail. This is the first.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy. Brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel.
63.
I'm just making it up.
Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us.
And I'm always blown away by this. So innocent.
How about the use of the word gay? That's really used as
gear.
It was a happy...
Huh? Yeah, the word is gear. That was the hot word at the time, gear.
I thought it was saying gear with that English accent.
No, gear.
Gear?
Right.
I'm just stuck on John Lennon, that it's a young... full of promise, not the John Lennon that was writing the great songs at the end about how crappy our world was.
I'm just blown away that he says gear and not gee.
That was what they said in Britain back then.
Really, gear.
Yeah, right.
So gear was cool.
That was it? All right. That's
such a simpler time, really. I know it's like looking through the rose-colored glasses, but Jesus Christ.
Early 60s.
What a great time.
It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then only a couple of days later being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show.
To put it in the timeline, this is 3 months before they were even on Ed Sullivan. So they really not even gone to where they were even starting to go yet.
This time last year, we're all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20. And we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Gary Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels, because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we're trying to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes.
I mean, stop and think about this for a second. This is the same guy who now, his ex-wife... With the prosthetic leg, was just on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, a lot of time has passed.
This same simple, down to earth guy
talking about candy and having his fans send him candy.
Where he is today. Everything he's been through,
mm-hmm.
Incredible. That's all.
Packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like Peppermint Creams and Chocolate Drops and Donny Mitchell's and all those sort of things. Don't
yes,
we?
Yes, oh yes.
Well. Lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, say, concert and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records. which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop.
Right, stop, Ringo, stop! 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 Stop shouting
so,
those animals!
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Krimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Grüß von Eben. Ja, den Grüß von Eben schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy. Dankeschön.
Yeah, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to...
Hey, Buzz.
Hi. Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
I joined the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups. Oh!
Just wish the people merry, happy. Go on, for Christmas.
Merry, happy New Year. And folks, happy Christmas and May everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty Una Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a long time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
No reindeer had a very shiny nose when everybody told him.
Mickey
the red-nosed Negro
had a very shiny nose.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You know, I picture them in the studio after they've done some real recording, very late at night or in the wee hours of the morning doing that. That's what that sounds like in a brightly lit one of those old 1960 recording studios.
When we come back, we'll hear the next year with the Beatles, the entire 1964 greeting, and then we'll cut it right to the end and let you hear the entire...
See how they changed.
1969 greeting. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.